talk to you about?
Twin Peaks, Eat Streaks, Scenic Views.
All right, here's good.
Thank you. Well, on Saturday night, it was the 40th annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Now, this will be televised in the future?
Yes. So it was held at the Peacock Theater in downtown L.A. It was live on Disney Plus, but then they will trim it down and air a special on ABC on New Year's Day or New Year's night. But the class this year was Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, Soundgarden, and the White Stripes in the performer category. And a couple of musical influence entrants were Salt-N-Pepa and Warren Zevon. And there were, of course, several honorees that were not in attendance. Warren Zevon and Joe Cocker are dead, as is Chris Cornell.
Indeed.
Meg White was not there, and Chubby Checker, 84-year-old Chubby Checker, he passed on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony to play a paying gig.
Yeah, I think he needs the cheddar.
Yeah, he couldn't make his way to L.A. when somebody was going to pay him to do this for the billionth time. And Paul Rogers, singer for Bad Company, he had to pull out last minute because of his failing health. But they did, they kicked things off. I have a selection of stuff. Maybe I pulled the wrong things. You can be the judge of that. I did not pull this one because I don't know if it's just me, but a lot of times these all-star tributes are just a mishmash and a total mess. And so I listened to a little bit of the salute to Sly Stone, who passed away in June, and
was it a mess?
It's just so much. It's just so many talented people being talented all at once,
right?
You know, and things just kind of wobbling.
Sometimes
on the precipice
of going off the cliff. Less is more.
Yeah, so they kicked the show off with Dance to the Music. You had Flea on bass and Stevie Wonder on vocals. You also had Beck and Questlove in the band. And then Jennifer Hudson came out and did Higher. But like I said, there wasn't necessarily a clip that I thought, well, I definitely got to play that.
Yeah.
So also you had, as I mentioned, in the influencer category, Salt-N-Pepa went in. And they were reunited, all three of them back together. And they talked about in their acceptance speech that they are fighting their label for their master recordings. And I guess the fight has gotten so bad that Universal Music has pulled all of their stuff from streaming as like kind of a way to get back at them. And they're saying that our streaming music has been taken down because the industry doesn't want to play fair. But that they're not afraid of the fight. But then they of course did their big hit Push It, joined by En Vogue.
They did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of times you'll get the tribute, but theirs was a full on performance, and they had their friends En Vogue, and then they had, I guess, their producer. You'll hear him in a second.
How they look.
Well, Salt definitely, she's gotten a little thick.
Yeah.
And, you know, Donnie's favorite, Spinderella.
Yep.
She's thick as well, but, you know.
She's played ticket stock or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, she played our anniversary party.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Salt-N-Pepa, you know, whatever. To Warren Zevon, the other influencer that went in, music influence, he was inducted by posthumously by David Letterman,
is perfect.
They were
great.
Did
a million
friends.
Shows together, and yeah, I mean, he was always on the Letterman show.
Yeah, and Letterman's speech was incredibly long, but he ended talking about the last time that Warren Zevon was on his show. And it was right after he had gotten his lung cancer diagnosis and only had a few months to live. And I guess on that show during the interview, that was when Warren Zevon issued his advice, enjoy every sandwich, which I know you yep, live by.
Yep.
But I guess in the dressing room after the show, Warren Zevon gave the electric guitar that he always used on the show to Dave, saying, take care of this for me. And Dave said he was sobbing when it happened. And he said, for 22 years, I've taken care of the guitar, but tonight it's going back to work. He gave it to Dave Kinning.
I don't know.
The lead guitarist of The Killers.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
And
is that a long-haired guy?
Yeah. He said, it's all yours, sir, because The Killers, they did the tribute to Warren Zevon. They did Lawyers, Guns, and Money. This is what that sounded like. I went on with the waitress the way I always do. How was I to know she was with the Russians too? I mean, once it gets to the hook, you remember that song, right?
Oh, dude.
I'm not a huge Warren Zevon fan, but...
Yeah, like it. I was gambling in Havana. This was such a big song.
Yeah. So that was cool.
I love Brandon Flowers, too. He makes everything fun and...
Yeah, and he's so handsome.
He's a great frontman.
He's really, really handsome still. You know, a lot of the guys in the band are getting a little haggard and old, but not him.
No.
The White Stripes, as I mentioned, they went in and they did not have a reunion, as Meg was not there, but they were introduced by Iggy Pop, and then Jack White, he gave his acceptance speech, and he also, during the speech, gave kind of a weird parable origin story to the White Stripes. So see if you can put this together.
I heard it.
To the young artists, I want to say, get your hands dirty and drop the screens and get out in your garage or your little room and get obsessed. Get obsessed with something, you know, get passionate. We all want to share in what you might create. Lastly, I was going to send this to Meg, but I didn't get around to it, so I thought I'd read it to y'all tonight.
Now let me know when you
want
me to
cut it off. One time a girl climbed a tree, and in that tree was a boy. Her brother, she thought. And the tree looked so glorious and beautiful, but it was just an oak tree. And these two so loved the world that they brought forth a parade float. One they built in their garage behind the oak tree with their own bare hands.
All right.
And the boy looked at this giant pepper.
The boy looked at this giant peppermint that was hitched up to a truck that we drove through town and made somebody. It's the craziest story I've ever heard, and it's also the most Jack White, Willy Wonka thing.
Yeah, it's like he's writing a children's book about the White Stripes. It's so bizarre.
Right.
Yeah, we don't need to listen to the end of it. But, yeah, okay. Oh, actually, I will go to the very end because he wraps it up in a very bizarre way.
The person smiling at them was a stranger, someone they didn't even know. But it wasn't just a stranger. It was God. My sister thanks you, and I thank you. Thank you all very much.
That someone was smiling at them, and they thought it was a stranger, but it was God.
Yeah.
So God is a fan of the White Stripes, evidently.
I have a Buddhist monk friend who was running.
Yeah. Very similar storytelling style. And so there were two tributes to the White Stripes. You had 21 Pilots doing Seven Nation Army, which makes sense because they are also a they're a drum and bass, yeah. Not drum and guitar. But and then you also had a couple of songstresses. You had Feist and Olivia Rodrigo, and they did a very tender acoustic version of the Picks with Friends song. Yeah. We are going to be friends.
You can't call it the Picks with Friends song.
It is. We don't notice anything. We sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I sing while I'm in bed. Silly thoughts go through my head. I wonder how many people think that that other song was, they didn't know that was from another song.
Right.
Yes, I can tell that we are going to be friends.
How'd they look? Perfect?
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They, were they playing guitar?
Yeah, both of them were.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, and, you know, you may not be a fan of Olivia Rodrigo's music, because mm-hmm. she is definitely a pop singer, but the the respect that she pays to rockers of the past and just just her her musical taste is pretty good.
Who did Soundgarden?
We'll get there in a second.
Well, you better hurry.
Okay, well then I won't play this because Andre 3000, he was there. He didn't participate in the Outkast tribute, but he was there for their speech, and he got all choked up when he was talking about something that Jack White said about starting in garages and small rooms, and he was like, "We started in a small room.
We did that, man.
We did that, man."
Well, good.
Okay, yeah. So Soundgarden inducted by Jim Carrey.
Tonight, we make sure that Chris Cornell, Kim Thayil, Hiro Yamamoto, Matt Cameron, and Ben Shepherd go down in history as one of the most majestic, powerful, and influential bands ever to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Long live Chris Cornell, and long live Soundgarden. Tonight.
So, pretty cool.
Very cool.
And so they did a couple of songs. They did Rusty Cage with the Pretty Reckless's Taylor Momsen. She's performed with them a number of times, as has Brandi Carlile. Brandi Carlile came out to do Black Hole Sun.
Black Hole Sun, won't you go? Won't you go?
A little splatty there.
Might have to lower that, yeah.
Might be my faulty jazz, but you get the idea.
Yeah, she's got the voice of God.
Yeah, yeah. If anyone could attempt to do Chris Cornell, Brandi Carlile, pretty good choice.
Probably with no practice.
Yeah, so, you know, that's a selection of your Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Because we don't have Bob here and we don't have a Cowboy Monday, we
need Dave Land.
We need to fill Dave Land with something.
Dave Land, indeed.